You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Javelin Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Welcome back. You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental wellness podcast brought to you by Student Health and Wellness Counseling Services at Texas A&M University, Kingsville. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Cynthia.
And today, we're going to talk to you guys a little bit about what challenges that students have when it comes to facing finals and the things that are coming along with the end of the semester and pressures. But first, we're going to go ahead and introduce today our special guests. Today we have some Pep Talk members, and we have...
Hi, my name is Annalisa Perales. I am the president of Pep Talk.
Hi, my name is Dylan Segura. I am the secretary of Pep Talk.
My name is Nathan Martinez. I am the officer at large for Pep Talk.
Awesome. So, finals are just around the corner, and stress is in the air. Today, we'll cover practical ways to manage stress, maximize your prep, and take care of yourselves. Later on, we'll have Pep Talk talk about strategies that can help you as well.
So, let's start at the beginning. What is stress, really? Stress is our body's response to demands or challenges. During finals, you might feel anxious, have trouble sleeping or concentrating, or even experiencing physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches.
And, you know, it's totally normal to feel stressed around exams. You know, we all want to do well. Well, y'all, because I'm out of school. And there are a lot of expectations sometimes from family, professors, you know, or just yourselves as a person.
Recognizing stress is step one. So if you notice these signs, know that you're not alone and there are ways to manage it.
So let's dive into some stress management strategies you can use right now. One is deep breathing exercises like box breathing or the 4-7-8 technique. Have y'all heard of that before?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it then, you know, while we're on the air.
Yeah, so the goal is to, you're going to inhale for 4 seconds, and then you're going to hold for 7 seconds, and then you're going to let it out for 8 seconds. So together, let's go ahead and do it. Take a deep breath in. Hold. Let it out. And you can do that over and over and over again. But for this segment, we're just going to do it one time.
Yay. So
I might edit that out.
That was not
good. We couldn't hold our breath.
So that was like three.
Anyway, you get the gist.
You get the point for the sake of time. Visualization is another one. Imagine yourself succeeding. Imagine yourself passing your test. Regular movement, so walking, stretching, or even dancing to your favorite song can help. Eating a balanced meal and staying hydrated, we know that is very important. And also, you know, looking good while you take your test. You know, they say you look good, you do good on your test, so, you know.
Yep, that's what they say.
That's true.
Another thing that is really important during at any time, and then definitely during finals or stressful times, is setting boundaries. Especially, like I said, during busy times, just recognizing that saying no, it's okay. Not being able to say yes to extra commitments can help a lot. You know, sometimes if you're not able to say no, asking for a rain check to do it another time, if you know that you're going to have a test tomorrow and today your friends are inviting you to go out and stay late, it may not be the best time, right? So maybe you can say it and postpone it for another day. But yes, setting boundaries is really important during these times.
Mm-hmm. And sleep is also a big one. It's tempting to pull all-nighters or binge watch that favorite Netflix show. I'm guilty. But your brain works better with 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Not 3 to 5, 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And don't forget about self-care. So that's like listening to music, reading, journaling, whatever lets you unwind. Last night I took a bubble bath and it was awesome. You know, sometimes self-care is bubble baths. But again, sometimes self-care is saying no. procrastination and time management are huge stressors, especially around finals. So, one tip, break your study goals into small, manageable chunks and schedule them by using a planner, an app, or even sticky notes.
I am a fan of sticky notes, okay? But to go along with what Kristen was saying, make sure you reward yourselves, you know, after getting things done. So after a little study session, go treat yourself to your favorite snack or just go for a walk to get some fresh air because you probably have been inside and your skin wants to feel the sun, you know?
Also, study when you feel the most alert. Don't compare yourself to anyone else's way to study. Find your rhythm and what works for you. You know, with this, always reminding yourself, you may set a, I don't know, like a 2-hour break or chunk of time to study, but if from that 2 hours you are only focused half an hour, take a break and then come back to it. You know, being able to know when it works better for you. For me, it's mornings, but there is people that are night owls, right? So if nights work better for you, do that as well.
Yeah, and that could look like cramming, or it sounded like binge studying to me. Mm-hmm. So take breaks as you need to. So we're thrilled to welcome the Pep Talk team. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Of course.
And they're here to share their best final stress tips and student resources. So what are your top stress management strategies for finals weeks?
I can take that one. So firstly, utilize your resources. Like, a lot of students don't realize how much access they have to a bunch of resources on campus. Better yet, that it's paid for within their tuition. Because a lot of the time, the misconception is that, oh, I don't want to go to some other one because I'm going to have to pay. But really, it's free to go. Mm-hmm. By all means, also the rec, they may think, oh, I'm going to have to pay membership. Like, no, you don't got to pay no membership. You just got to go. That's it. Utilize things like that, like we were saying earlier, you know, being just even a little active can go a long way, whether it's, you know, playing sports, you know, lifting weights, going on a light jog, a light walk, you know, around campus. Like was said earlier, you know, just getting the sun to soak in your skin just feels so much better, and you'll tend to feel a lot calmer as you go down later, as well as just relax. Like, yes, you know, sometimes it sounds counterintuitive to relax when you have things like finals, midterms, you know, a bunch of stuff that you don't feel like you can relax. You should still try to relax, you know, make time for yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're not there, how's the assignment even going to get done? Mm. And it can be something as simple as just taking a break, listening to music, or, you know, hanging out with some friends, listening to a favorite podcast like this one. Hey. Not bad. Watching a little show on the side, you know. Just be sure to take care of yourself, relax a little bit, because, well, like I said, it sounds counterintuitive, you know. You have stuff to worry about, but you still want to relax. Mm-hmm. But it's important to understand when you can relax and also when you got to take breaks, because a big thing that you want to avoid is burning yourself out too early, because the moment you burn yourself out, then nothing's going to get done for way longer. Next thing you know, you miss a deadline, and it's just a waterfall effect of everything just going downhill. So just be sure to utilize your resources, whether it's on campus or your social relations with others or just your relationship with yourself. Just be sure to, you know, make time for yourself to help relieve that stress.
Balance.
Yes, I know that's right. Well, let me ask this question for you guys. What are the most common stressors you see, and how do students overcome them?
I guess since I was talking about how to manage it, I can talk about what I notice as the main factors of it. So firstly, peer pressure. Peer pressure is a big one, you know, no stranger to anybody, you know. It's just, you know, when people, you don't want to do something and they're like, oh, no, come on, like, you're going to miss it. It's going to be real fun, you know, like how y'all were talking about earlier, you know, don't hesitate to say no, because, you know, setting boundaries is important. You know, just because they say something doesn't mean you have to listen to them. Like they're saying, like, if you have an exam or, like, the next day, it's fine to say no, because at the end of the day, you're here at school, you know, you want to pass, because the moment you don't pass, then it's going to be a huge can of worms that, you know, then you can't even enjoy school. So be sure that, you know, you can say no to anything if it benefits you. And as well as, you know, a lot of the time with that, you might be saying no and still might not do so hot on the exam. Mm. It's not the end of the world. It's just one exam. There's ways to mediate it, whether it's going to tutoring, they're at the PAC, whether it's talking with the professor, switching up your study habits, or just understanding that, you know, it's a bump in the road. Nobody's perfect. You're not going to get straight A's, you know, perfect 100 on the exams, you know. Speaking from a personal experience, there are a few exams that grades were single digits, you know. But, you know, what matters is whether or not you bounce back and how you bounce back. That's what matters the most. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to fail, because without failure, then how will you know, like, what you need to improve on, sort of deal? As well as, like, I'd say quite possibly one of the biggest ones, if not the biggest one, that affects quite possibly everybody, is time management. Mm. You know, do you have time for this? You know, man, I want to watch this movie, but, you know, I also got to worry about this essay I got to write, you know, like, but I also want to go eat with all my friends. Like, you got all this stuff you need to do. You got to manage your time accordingly. So it's like, that is 100% a big factor, you know, just because it's so easy to get swamped with so many things that you want to do, but, you know, it's only 24 hours a day. You can't do them all. Say everything takes an hour, you can only do 24 things in one day, and that's not even including the time allotted to sleep, you know. So that, in my opinion, like, those three are huge factors that cause people to stress out.
Cool. Okay. Yes. All right.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for being vulnerable on the air.
There you go.
Your personal experience.
Yeah.
He is our officer at large.
Yeah. Right. Hopefully that is encouragement to you all that you can bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
We can all do it. Now, our next question for you guys, it's also, are there any campus events or resources for stress relief for students, or that students should know about?
So I'm going to go with resources first for stress relief. Obviously, we have the counseling center, which we love. Whether you need personal counseling, or, you know, you can use the relaxation moment, which I love so much. you know, you got the weighted blanket, you got aromatherapy, you got everything to make you feel comfortable. Other things I believe that counseling services do have is grief group, which I know is hosted every semester, and I know even this semester they just started a new group of therapeutic Dungeons and Dragons, which is fantastic. But for events, I do know that an engineering pop-up is happening on April 23rd from 11 to 1. So, Nathan, I don't know if you want to talk about that a little, because you're an engineering major.
Yeah, I can touch up on that a little bit. So, yeah, the whole point of the engineering pop-up is just, well, with the end of the semester coming around, you know, midterms, missing assignments, finals, all that big stuff is coming around. And then, least to say, it's going to scare you at some point, you know, whether it's, oh, I need to get a good grade on it, or, oh, I just need to get it done, you know, you're going to want to try cramming. You're going to want to try cramming it, trying to stay up, pull all-nighters, and, you know, a lot of people turn to energy drinks and coffee, you know.
They're horrible for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, yeah, say that again. Like, yes, they do give you the energy, you know, needed to do it. And to an extent, they're not bad for you as long as you do it in moderation. But a lot of the time, you don't do it in moderation. You're like, oh, I'm feeling tired. Let me pop a whole can real quick. And then it's just a cycle, a chain reaction of like, oh, I need more energy. It's not time to go to sleep yet. Like, because you need to get it done, you know, by 12 a.m. 11:59. When that clock hits 11:59, you know, a bunch of students are like, dang, I missed an assignment. You don't want to be one of those students. So that's when they turn to caffeine and such to stay up. But then that's the whole point of this event, to kind of just envision that, you know, yes, okay, it exists, but we shouldn't always turn to it because of the long-term health defects it can have, whether it's, like, high in sugars, you know, and the high caffeine rates can also elevate your blood rate and all that stuff. It can be extremely bad for you. So, yes, we understand that you need the energy at some point. There's other alternatives as well as just, you know, managing your time better, so at the end of the day, you don't need to even be putting yourself in that situation to cram late at night.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that Kristen needs to go check this pop-up out.
Yes.
We all have our vices. All right, awesome. Anything else, Annalisa?
So we do have our relaxation stations with the College of Arts and Sciences. That'll be April 29th, 2 to 4. So typically what we do there is like it says in the name, relaxation station. So a lot of it is arts and crafts, games. Pep Talk will be there with our mocktail because we love our mocktails. But I also did want to say that, you know, when it comes to stress relief, we also have organizations that a lot of students don't know about, you know, hanging out with friends, finding peers that have the same
interest
as you. So, you know, whether it be like Pep Talk or CAB, even Crochet Club, you know, there's so many groups out there on campus that could help you just relax for a bit.
Awesome. Those all sound super exciting.
They do.
So, guys, how can students reach out if they're struggling?
There are many ways to help to reach out with struggling. You can either have either organizations you can connect with, like Pep Talk. You can talk to your counselors here on campus or personal counselors if you have them. You can other organizations as well, like CAB, Javelina Camp even, anything of those. You also can find contact information to talk to anyone, wherever. We have the websites. There's many websites online that you can find those. There's also the TAMU website or Blue and Gold where you can find the counselors if you need to contact to them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You can also use the Telus app, which can talk about it more.
Yeah. Okay. So for the Telus app, it is 24/7 counseling. It is a free app for students, and even after you graduate, I believe you can still use it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also
articles,
resources. Yes, there are free resources on the app as well. There are articles on depression, anxiety, ways to utilize exercising, because exercising does help with our mental health, even though some of us, like myself, don't want to do it.
Baby steps, baby steps.
Yes, but you can talk to a counselor 24/7, whether it be through call or text. So if you're struggling at 3 a.m. or during the day between sessions, if you attend personal counseling and you can't see your counselor right now, there is always the counselors on Telus.
Yes, awesome. And there's a lot of good reads in there when it comes to like life adjustment, when it comes to how to, you know, challenges with roommates and all the things. So don't forget to download it, guys. It's there for you, and it is also faux free.
So to wrap it up and come back to our main topic, stress is normal, and it's a normal part of life. But if you feel overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out. You can talk to your friends, professors, or us, your counselors.
And if your sleep, appetite, or motivation drops, or you feel persistently anxious or down, it's a good time to check in with a professional, whether it be a counselor or at the Javelina Health Clinic.
Yep. And campus mental health resources are confidential and judgment-free. So remember that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It is actually a sign of strength. So guys, let's wrap up with some rapid-fire finals tips. Make a finals playlist. Ooh. Music is awesome, so use it. Drink an extra glass of water. Write down 3 things that you're grateful for. And set timers for study breaks.
Also, take a walk, whether it's by yourself or with a friend or with your pet, before your exam.
Leave yourself encouraging sticky notes, you know, in your mirror, throughout on your desk, on your laptop, on your backpack, everywhere. So that way you can see them, you can smile. You can also do that for other people and pass along the kindness and support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And whether this is your first semester or you're kind of not new to TMUK, finals are tough, but you've got this. So use these strategies and reach out if you need help.
Yeah, and for more resources, feel free to check out our website at www.tamuk.edu/SHW, or you can give us a call if you want to schedule an appointment. That number is 361-593-5080. One more time, it is 361-593-5080. 5080.
Yeah, and on our website, you can also check out past and present newsletters on podcast.
Yes, yes, I was definitely going to say that. And and our address over here is 1210 North Rotama Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to pull up on us if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are experiencing a crisis of any sorts, we are here from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. to see you all. And we talked about what crisis looks like and what that entails in our past previous episodes. So if you want to know, do I meet that criteria? You can listen to it or you can just stop by and, you mm-hmm. know, the people at the front desk will let you know. But also remember, that we also have the Telus app like they mentioned previously, and that's a great tool to use, you guys. You can use it phone call or chat with them via text, and it'll help you when you aren't able to get an appointment so soon, especially with it being the end of the semester. A lot of us are filling up pretty quickly, so we just still want you to get whatever help that looks like.
Yep, help is there.
Right, and before we fully wrap up the counseling center, well, the Student Health and Wellness Center, is putting on a karaoke night. It is going to be Monday, April 27th, and you should come and sing your semester blues away.
Yes.
It will be at 6:30 p.m. You will see the flyers around campus. We would love to have you, love to hear your voice, or just see you in the crowd enjoying a mocktail or a light snack.
And did we mention there's free food?
Free!
I'm hungry.
And mocktails.
And mocktails.
By Pep.
Oh, that lavender lemonade, though.
Yes, and it will be at the J6. So please come by. Just, you know, let the woes roll off your shoulders as you listen to some good music.
Yes, we'd love to see you guys there. And we're super excited to wrap up one last, you know, jamming session with you guys. So
remember, Javalinas, we believe in you. So I'm going to say it again. We believe in you. You got this. And good luck on finals.
And thanks to the Pep Talk team for being here, for taking time on your busy, busy Friday. We really appreciate y'all. And to all our listeners, thank you for being here, too. Thank you for listening, especially if you made it this far. Take care of yourselves, Javelinas, and each other.
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.